We're gonna rise and fly above.
Change today, the liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where I always do. A boss is a road that I grew up into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you.
Brand new Drake. Call What's Next. I'm gonna wake you up with this on Kings and Queens. Let's get it.
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a road that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't
tell
you.
Turn it up.
I got one Virgil, got one in that day. It's the only two, man. How many times have I shown it to you, man? How many nights I've been woke? Swerving the potholes. Not trying to put the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes. He
got
sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul.
Never do something. One no soul never did. Never play one tune while you never hear yet.
Y'all not excited. I am. What we saying now?
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a road that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you and only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that day, it's the only two, man. How many times have I shown and proved, man? How many nights I've been woke, swerving the potholes. Not trying to put the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes. He thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? They want my life exposed, they want to know about the highs and lows. Well, summer all I did was rest, okay? And New Year's all I did was stretch, okay? And Valentine's Day I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay? Okay, we'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay, okay, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, hey, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey,
look, we'll see what's about to happen. I like my red bone, fat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow, black hair by the Regis and pillow. Ask around,
yeah!
I like my red bone, fat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. I'm the king of New York, mellow. So I'm lonely. I'm a year old boy, Janine.
Everybody!
So gone, I like red bones, my type. Light skin, fat, jello.
Oh, I'm Lord!
I'm the king of New York, I never respected it. Money, yo, I know that's everything. Money, yo, I know that's
this
time.
Is DJ Bobby Pink.
I will never ever give in a wedding. 45 on my hip, I ain't fighting.
Yeah!
You already know, but I'm driving the tea. They making up rumors and lies. Okay, I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm out of fatigue. None of my bitch be mine. They could have been one of yours, but they out of your league. I'ma just call up a teamer. Now that ain't really her name, but she for the team. I get flies if like I looted up. All this money you talking ain't good. I'm the king of New York and don't got it. Pop was alive, it would've
been good.
Red bone, fat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out. Hello, I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis and pillow. Ask around, know me. I'm a year old boy, Ginobili. I like my red bone, fat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out. Hello, I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis and pillow. Ask around, know me. I'm a year old
boy. This is DJ Bobby Pan.
Skank, skank man, skank, skank man.
Yeah!
Man mode, gloves, mask, jet black coat, man, then head back home, eye in the sky like check that drone. If I'm on a glide, let that go. I could be the bigger man, but them where they won't respect man's growth. Wingman, left back flow, wig man, head back, sick man, get some coat, man, send man home, that bro.
I was 19 with a twice my age. I put man in the double twice my weight.
Skank,
Skeng man. Skeng. Skeng man mode. Skeng. Skeng man.
Let me dead in my eye.
Skeng.
Play it, I'ma set it on fire. My lip, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. She mad at me. Don't slide on your for me. Bust down, call it your new masterpiece. My love, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my when she mad.
The alert level in your
make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Don't slide on your for me. Bust down, call it your new masterpiece. Let down the window, you see me. Let it down. We got in the two-tone Lamborghini. I walk in this by myself. Still got on all this bling bling. I told Reach out the top on that Royal LeBron is that thing. Yeah, that thing. They just told me that somebody died, but it don't bother me, that's the G thing. So? No, it don't bother me, it's the G way. I don't know what went down at that Walmart. I don't know what happened on that freeway. Okay, there go that baby, he back now. Run that back, they turn that on replay. Oh, he still got that with that bop in it. Oh, they thought that little went pop, didn't it? I'm one of them superstar rappers who actually pop, but who really gon' pop? I'm one of them.
We really done pop. Tryna send when you look up, take the clock with you.
And I got this little boo thing. Soon as I went and got her a purse, put my dick in it. Like, babe, you my bitch now. She know I don't mean no disrespect, I just talk different. My love, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my when she mad at me. Let it make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this. Them niggas gon' slide on your for me. Bust down, call her your new masterpiece.
Get ready to get entertained, enlightened, and empowered.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as usual, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Gina and King Farrell. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and our queens that are listening this morning.
Blessed, melanated rising, everybody. I hope you're having an awesome day today. Weather is beautiful outside. I am so grateful to life, God, our creator, to the ancestors. I'm grateful for being here on air and ask that today's show, let it be very educational for everybody who's listening. Let it be entertaining. Let it, most importantly, be empowering. And just keep everybody safe. Keep everybody in good spirits. And keep everybody just, you know, in that spirit of love throughout the day. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Happy March 11th.
Okay, wait. Can I drop an instrumental before?
You can drop a little instrumental
like,
this morning.
Before you guys
morning.
Come in. Like, hey,
you dropped the instrumental. Now, can you want me to start again? Happy March 11th.
On my... Wait, I'm not ready yet.
Oh. It's loud.
I know. Give me a second. Level. Okay, good.
All right. Blessings and happy March 11th. 1 year since we've been in quarantine.
Woo!
1 year since we've been in lockdown. How's everybody doing today?
That's it? Really?
Yeah, it's March 11th when everything started shutting down.
Is that when I got back from Trinidad, doctor?
I don't know when you got back. I was back March 1st.
No, I think you came back after the shutdown, though.
I think so, too.
But, I mean, you were allowed to come back.
It's right. Just, it's came not, back to it's shutdown. Not now times. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, G, how you doing? How was your week?
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Do you guys like that better? Huh?
Well, it is Thursday.
No, I'm talking definitely. About last week's Feliz Jueves.
Oh, please.
Just obviously, somebody's Thursday. Still in their feelings from last week.
I know,
week.
Right? So, no, we must have hit that nerve.
Listen, I don't appreciate you guys trying to stifle me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we love you.
Yes. Well, this week, I started my spring cleaning early.
Nice.
I got rid of about 20 pairs of shoes.
Okay, G.
So
you donated them, or?
Yeah, I did. I did. So I'm down to probably like 70 or 80 at this point.
Okay. I thought she was gonna say I had 5 left. Yeah. Like about. She said I'm down to 7. All right.
That is so funny.
After giving away what? How many?
20.
20. Yeah.
Yay, Aldo.
No,
bye,
guys,
Aldo.
Guys. I have a problem.
It's Foot Locker.
But I'm working on it. Clearly, it's not like I replace 20. I got rid of 20, but and we're going
down.
Do you
think you're
going
to be getting more shoes? Because I think you are.
No, well, not shoes with an S. I do need a black pump.
Not shoes with an S. Okay.
You know what I mean? When I got rid of everything, I said, hey, you know what? I don't have a black pump. I just need one more black pump.
Okay, but then next year is going to happen, and then next year is going to happen, and
Hey, Trish. Trish. You don't know me like that. Hey. Don't call me.
Watch one day. You're going to be like, hey, G, how's it Thursday? Well, I bought a new pair of
shoes. Don't dictate my future.
Listen, you're a woman, and we're going to open back up, and it's sandal season soon. And then
I have a bunch of sandals, though.
Years to come. Don't sandals break.
And then they get thrown out.
And then you buy a new pair.
And then I'm allowed to. Mm-hmm.
Can I speak for the listeners who really don't care that much? I'm just saying.
No, but you asked me how my week was, though.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Let's talk.
I feel like my mic's low. I feel like,
yeah, turn it up.
Like, you know, the disrespect this morning.
Yeah, because you don't want her to say Felice.
Because you don't want to hear
Dio or whatever.
You don't
want to
hear about my shoe stories. Yeah.
Your mic's at like 10 over here.
All right,
cool.
Okay. And,
sorry, go ahead. Keep on going.
So something else I came across this week is I was watching in the feed, Ayanna Van Zandt was talking to Monifa's daughter. You guys remember Monifa?
Do you really want to touch it? Do you really want
to? DJ Robin Payne, we did not tell her.
No.
Sorry. Her to do that. Farrell can sing when it's his turn. Okay.
Okay. Everyone gets a piece of cake. Yeah. Sure.
Well, it's still my birthday week, so I'm alive.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And they were having a conversation, and her daughter was saying how she learned about sex through porn.
Oh.
Because there was never a conversation. I say this to say that I think this is a reoccurring theme in the black community.
Yeah.
Maybe other communities too, but I'm from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for me, I had a mother nurse and a doctor aunt, and they our talk was fear.
Mm.
And our talk was watch this video of a woman giving birth.
Yes. So, that was I had that video in school. So yes.
Yeah. Well, and that's my thing. Sex education should not start at school.
Right. Mm. Agreed.
I agree.
That's not a safe space for your child to have those types of discussions.
Right.
It's not a mature enough space for your child to have to start discussion, I should say. Sorry. Black community, we need to start talking to our children about sex because they should not be learning about it through pornography.
Agreed.
Or other people.
100%.
So we got to stop trying to scare our youth into just not having it, because guess what? They're having it.
They're going
to have
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And have a conversation with them so that they don't, because then it was that, and then she was talking with Black China last week and Black China's mom, and they all started talking about all this basically statutory rape.
Mm.
You know, I know it's heavy this morning. Sorry.
I know.
Like, okay.
Sorry. But I mean, it's important.
It is. Yep. That's what we're here for.
And like them being teenagers and dealing with men in their mid to late 20s and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you don't have those conversations, and we have to start having those conversations because we need to protect our youth.
And Amen. The thing is, just to touch on that, we need to have it way earlier than back in the day, right? Because I'm 100%. Thinking like when we were growing up, we had Blur Nui. Shout out Blur Nui. You guys remember that? Come on, don't pretend again. Don't pretend.
The people on my live are agreeing with you guys. Yes, right. It must be.
No, it's fact.
Yeah,
but now a child could throw any random word into a search and pull up real porn. Like,
of course.
I was like, oh, there's no block on this? You could write anything.
No, but the other day I did a search that had nothing to do with that, and the result, I was like, oh my, that's not what I meant.
Exactly.
Wow. So, entirely.
No,
wrong.
Wow. We're equipping our children with these smartphones, so they're super.
Right.
They're in it more than we know they're in it.
Absolutely.
They're deep diving. So just to say, so it's like if back in the day we used to have to talk at like 14, 15, you need to have that shit like 8 or 9, because they're diving in. They're diving
they
in mad early.
In. Mm-hmm. And that comes to you, right?
Oh, yeah. So speaking of diving in, I'm not sure if that's a good segue, but I'm just going to go with it.
I mean,
you're on it. You're on it this morning, dude.
Yeah. So I went tubing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yo,
it has nothing to do with diving.
I know. That's the thing. I was just...
Come on, guys.
Tried. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the tubing was lit.
Sounds like so much fun.
I haven't been tubing in years.
Did it tire you out, though? Because I know those kind of things just... up and down, like, yo, it must tire you up,
sister,
but it was fun. I know,
sister,
right?
When they talk, man's I'm tired.
Yo,
man's
you
them.
See? And that's a whole thing.
No,
sleep.
Because, okay, so first of all, I'm with my best friend, Nsinga, okay?
Right.
So she's
right,
my role dog, okay? All the bigger children, they're off doing their thing, but it was me and Nsinga, my 3-year-old.
Right.
Yo, she is a G. Like she went on every big tubing.
I like her.
Okay, just to tell you guys, there was a time I kind of lost all the other children. Like they were like, okay, I had to bring these things into the washroom.
I mean, the other kids are pretty big though.
They're big. Yeah, they can do their thing, you know, and they're in groups, so I'm okay with that. So so we're like, okay, maybe they're at the top of the hill. So you know, we stand in line, we latch ourselves to that thing that pulls you up the hill. Right, so we're having a good time, we get to the top. No Utes up there. So I'm like, ah, shoot. So that's just me and Nzinga. And she's like, let's go, Dad. I'm like, so just me and you? Down this big? Down this
big? Just, I like that.
Because it's a different thing.
That.
When you're in a group, right? It's, right. It's not as scary.
Oh, you're saying you're a prom? You're scared?
My children make me do the wildest things. I probably wouldn't have done it on my own.
Really?
Like, oh my gosh,
oh,
by myself?
Okay,
yo, them things are massive. Yo,
well, good for her for encouraging you.
Oh
to do
my
it.
Gosh,
really
goodness.
Cool.
Yeah, so she went down every big tube, every big
good
slide.
On her. Good
there's
on
one
her.
That goes that does like a half pint thing and slides back. Yo, she was all in. And yeah, I was hurting because there was a time that we just got fed up waiting in the line, line that pulls you up the hill. So we're like, yo, we're going to walk up the hill.
Oh, wow. That's a very big exercise.
Yeah,
stuff
no,
happening.
So I threw on my shoulders. And we made it halfway. Halfway. Thank God there was a halfway slide down, too.
Okay.
Didn't make it all the way. Now, I have to say, it wasn't my fault or Nzinga's fault. It was my two next children.
Okay.
Huey and Phenomenal. They just couldn't make it all the way. It was so funny because I'm walking with Nzinga on my shoulder. Let's go. Checking up.
Okay.
Thinking
right.
My children are behind me.
Right.
Oh. Get halfway, look back. These two picnic are dragging their tube on their hands and knees. There's other people behind me. I thought those were my children. I look back. I'm like, yo. You guys want to be? Who are these people? Where are my kids?
You're like, where are my children? Like, what's going on?
Anyway, okay. So that was my
that
was pretty lit. I had a really really good time.
I like
time
that.
With them.
That's some family time that is good needed. I love that you guys weren't in the house. Stuff to do. That's what's up. That's good.
I went water sliding with Pharaoh once upon a time.
How'd that go? Explain. Oh, I love your family stories. They're
yeah,
juicy.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It was just me and him. It was one day we woke up. And was like, yo, you want to go to the slides? Yeah. Let's reach.
Right.
So we went on this one tubing slide.
Yeah.
And instead of Pharaoh being like, no, don't worry, I'll go in the front, he put me in the front with my back to the obstacles.
Pharaoh is chuckling
yo,
here.
I flew left, right, and you know what Pharaoh was doing?
What did he do?
Laughing.
I answered it because I already know this character
next
to me here.
I don't even think he knows how the ride went because he thought it was a comedy show.
Okay.
He got,
why am I not surprised?
It was like rafting or something. It was wild shit.
Yeah, it was entirely wild.
Pharaoh's backing
and
down.
I'm
like
there
he's
screaming like, what's next? What's coming up? And all he's doing is laughing.
Because I couldn't give her no heads up. It was just too funny.
I remember on purpose?
Yes,
you know this was going to happen?
I did not. I didn't know.
He's lying.
I don't know. I wasn't
Manelli.
There, so I can't say. But
lies. No, I told him I didn't want to go in front. He's like, no. And he just went in back. And he's like, well, this is where I am.
He's so, like, the fam, deal with it.
You're already here. Let's go. Fast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So, next. What else you got?
So, Trish, I was watching your thing.
I had a feeling this was based off
yo,
of me.
Okay.
But okay, go ahead.
All right. So, guys, so context. So, Trish, like, you had your Coffee Chronicles. We your besties.
That's right.
Guys, I have a question.
My male bestie, yes.
I have a question with these guy-girl bestie things.
Okay,
yes.
All right,
go
for it.
Why? Why do we have guy-girl besties?
Why not?
Like, okay, because you guys do know that the basis of real good relationships are friendship, right?
Yes.
So now, if you could have a male bestie, why not evolve that into an actual relationship and have, like, a flourishing relationship?
No.
Explain.
You know what?
Inquiring minds want
to
know.
But because then that's have to say every friendship should be a relationship.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, because he's my best friend. You
I'm
think
saying
that it, him
like
and
I didn't say every friendship. I'm saying if you have a bestie.
Craig, are you listening? Everybody,
a bestie.
Thinks this, first of all, and no.
I'm just
oh
saying.
God.
Look, okay. There's multiple reasons why I'm saying this. One. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been married for 14 years now.
Yes.
My relationship started. We were really good friends.
Right.
And we evolved into this, you know, marriage and relationship. Yep. And then just recently, I was listening to my boy Toby. You guys know.
Right.
We're on first name basis.
Okay.
and his wife were being interviewed by Erykah Badu.
Yes, I saw that.
And what did they say?
It was based off of very good friendship.
So then I'm like, so I'm watching Miss Trish and thing, and I'm like, but hey, like these guy girl bestie, why? Well, if you're in another relationship and you have a guy girl,
right.
But if you're single and you're like, okay, like, and I have a
yeah, but
man,
I wasn't always single.
I'm just saying. like, okay, but no, clarify. So I'm gonna listen. Person.
Like, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, CJ's my best, like, bestie. He's gonna hear this. He's my best friend, but I know all that man's secrets.
But that's what makes a good relationship.
Not the ones that I know.
Well, I'm just telling.
So you know my male best friend.
Like, no,
I've been friends with him for the last 20 years.
Who
Sheldon.
Okay.
Yeah. So and we've been friends for 20 years.
Okay.
It's not, like that's my brother. Like I can't even watch
you can't even see him like that. And it's like ew, green face emoji, vomit. To think that I can be with this person.
And it's reciprocated.
You guys sound like you're in elementary.
No. But hold on. It's reciprocated though. It's reciprocated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. 100%.
You think so?
No, I know so.
I'm sure.
I know so.
CJ don't want me.
Deep down in their hearts, they're like maybe.
Nah.
Maybe that's how you.
I can get him on the show so that you can ask him.
I'm just saying. I'm sure I'm not. Do anyone thing. I'm just wondering.
CJ.
I just find it's just kind of all right.
Man's
fine.
Have three kids.
And you're not the only one.
And he's in his own situation.
Oh, wait. Okay, that's a different story. That's what I'm saying. If they're in their own situation, then that exes is
so
up.
So you're but saying if
you guys are both single you guys are besties, you guys are
that is like, our situation. We actually are both single, but we don't want each other. We just formed a friendship. Like, we have a bond that it's not going to...
I'm just
it
saying.
Won't cross that line.
I'm not trying to force you guys into a relationship.
No,
I'm just asking a question because I know the root of really good long term relationships are friendships, especially because there's no secrets. Like shit,
you know
my dirt. You know how gross I am.
What you're saying is that it does occur, and I'm not mad at that because I do believe before you get into any relationship, you should have a friendship first and foremost, because otherwise. Chances are it's not going to last very long.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that every friendship that you're going to have with the other sex, or depending on where you go with that,
right?
You know what I mean? Because then you're going to tell me that anyone in the LGBTQ, if they have anyone if they're friends with anyone in the same sex as them,
then they
all need to be together.
I didn't even say any friends. I'm specifically talking about your besties.
My best.
I know.
Okay.
Friend.
I don't even know why you're generalizing, Gina. Oh my gosh. I'm just saying.
He is talking about me. Specific situation.
Trish is taking it real personal. I'm just saying.
Okay?
Look, I'm just saying. Like, if you could say you have a best friend who's of the opposite sex or
right.
same, you guys know what I mean,
yeah,
but the point is if you can if you can it's I don't think it's something that should be so taboo and off the table. Like it should be discussed.
It's not taboo, it's just that's
not our situation.
Exactly, it's not our situation and it won't be our situation. I mean, I could find another male bestie. Doesn't you know what I mean?
Oh,
doesn't mean that I won't
here.
Find somebody else that I fall in love with. You know what I mean? I love CJ, but not like that. Yeah.
Hey.
Anyways,
okay.
Segue into me.
Hey, just asking.
Anyways.
Wow. My gosh.
He's going to beat me up when
my
he sees
goodness.
Me. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. We're like brother and sister. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on right to me. Birthday Monday. Woo! The big
happy
old
birthday to me.
Hey.
If we're going to sing
happy
it.
Happy birthday to me.
Okay.
Oh.
You brought in the drum.
Happy birthday. Dear Miss Trish, happy birthday to me. Hey, thank you guys.
Ooh,
all
you're
right,
welcome.
So I'm the big 3-6 right now, and it was also International Women's Day on Monday. So I believe I was born on the perfect day. I'm super blessed. Other than that, like you guys, I don't know if everybody knows, but I do voiceovers on the side. I read books for people and stuff like that on Fiverr and other places. So last week I was telling P that I did an awkward voiceover and I had another one to do. And it was just like, ew, who writes this stuff? Anyways, so I will not disclose what it is, but I'll tell you guys off air when it was just quite awkward and it made me cringe. So that's that. And I went to the grocery store and hot cross buns are now $4. Last week they were $2. And now I'm mad. And I need an explanation from the grocery store. I went to get the hot cross buns yesterday.
Right.
I looked up. I said, "Nah, they're not talking about the hot crosses. Mm. Those are not $4.
Wow.
I thought those were bagels. And then after, when I went to the little thing that you scan, I scanned it and it went beep, and then it said $4.
You're like, nah.
And I was like, listen, someone's about to get their head taken off here. What is this extra $2 about?
Mm-mm.
So I'm very, very upset about that. And as usual, I'm doing my March mention. So I'm just going to let everybody know who I mentioned this week. It was Girlin, Tanisha, Kitty Antoine, Leeds, Jade, Yanisa tomorrow, Alvina Saturday, and there will be more next week. So it's double this week because there's so many women. Awesome women, and I'm very happy to be doing that. So shout out to all the queens on Miss Trisha's March mentions for this week.
Big shout out. Those are my whack gunshots.
I need to prepare those things.
Stop doing those things in my mouth.
All right. So we're getting into a musical break at the moment?
No, I want to dive right in. We're going to dive in because we got a special guest this morning for our round, for our headlines. Hold on. Wait.
All right. Let's get into it.
Let me bring her into the studio.
I need to stop.
Tammy T, can you hear us?
I can hear y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Okay, hold on.
I can hear you.
Microphone check. Hold on. I'm turning up your microphone. One sec.
Okay.
Oh, one more time.
Okay, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
So, for our listeners, so we're being blessed this morning with the one and only Tammy T.
Y'all crack me up. Y'all got so much energy.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You know, and it's basically, it was a quick hot topic though. So we're talking, and you know, this is a real interactive show. It's all community. So as we're here talking, just recapping what was happening this past weekend, I was sharing some news that you had shared that I had reshared. Yes. And just giving some context, so it's just really it's about gender, and it's about basically getting rid of the terms like mom, dad, male, female, and kind of just making it all neutral. So Tam, you had a really good perspective and opinion that I wanted to give you a platform to be able to share.
Thank you, absolutely. You know, it's crazy because you know, I have a friend who's a deputy, and he was telling me how he's been getting so many letters and calls from like people in the community that they are completely outraged at this, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went and I looked a little bit into it, and I went to see, and I was like, you know, the ruling itself is not problematic because it's about inclusion, right? So basically what happened January 28th, 2021, there was a ruling in Montreal that basically includes, you know, for transgender and non-binary people, mm-hmm. which is completely fine. But at the end of the day, it's that the mandate is to actually eradicate those terms. And that's where I have a personal problem, because it's like, you know, if you do not identify with, you know, your genitals or, you know, et cetera, that's fine. But I identify with mine. Mm-hmm. I identify as a woman, and I don't think that I need to fight in order to keep that title. Right. Mm-hmm. I completely agree that we have to include, you know, for other people. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, like we're in 2021, like, come on. But for me at the basis, even like there's a movement now to get, you know, like on actual birth certificates, mm-hmm. gender removed so that it's not neither male nor female. And I completely agree that, you know what, if a boy wants to wear a dress, let him, you know, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to, you know, be like, oh, I'm a boy, I need to play sports, I need to wear jeans. No, but at the end of the day, you know, come adolescence, if that child is born with two X chromosomes, mm-hmm. she will bleed on the monthly.
Right.
That is just the basics of genetics. Mm-hmm. That is the core of our DNA. So it's like, to me, it's so problematic that this is where we want to go. And there's a certain point where, you know what, when we want to include, we cannot exclude the laws of nature.
Talk about. And I think, you know, Gina, you had a good point this morning with it.
Yeah, because I completely agree with you, Tammy, because on one end, it's not about, I get the idea behind it, but they're always trying to polarize things. Mm-hmm. It's like to try to right a wrong, you're just like, okay, we're going to go to the complete opposite. And that's not, it's just causing another problem, another issue. And so what I gave as an example, it's like when you baptize your child, when they can't make a decision on whether or not they want to be part of that religion, it's easy for them to grow up and kind of be like, yo, by the way, I'm not Catholic anymore.
Right.
And no one blinks an eye. What I think that they need to focus on is that if a child at some point in time in their life has made the decision for themselves to say that I do not want to be identified as such as my birth certificate, it shouldn't be this whole legal phenomena that they have to go through to have to change it. Mm-hmm. But you still have to teach them, by the way, you're going to get breasts, you're going to do these things and all these things. And so that's where they polarized it too far in the other direction, and they need to find this happy medium.
Yeah, and I guess, totally. Because I do find it's a bit imposing on a child who isn't aware, right? Like, so it's like basically I'm coming up in this, and it's like, give me the choice. If we're gonna do that, like, okay, I'm born a boy or I'm born a girl. If that's the case, let me decide. Like right. when it's time. But for a parent to make that decision prior, I just find it's a little bit imposing. So, mm-hmm. You know, it is. And as we're having the conversation, one thing I'm realizing, and maybe somebody from the trans community or who is on the like, I guess the more opposing end to what we're saying, I would love to hear their feedback, their perspective, because it is something. And again, just in fairness, because we're all speaking from one perspective,
right?
So it is something just, you know, to be is it objective? I always mix it up. Yeah. You know, but just to give people that you know that platform to be able to share that side, because from our side it just seems like it's a bit imposing. That's, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm a super ally, so you already know that I try to come through things from a very fair perspective, and mm-hmm. it's the same thing as the like Black Lives Matter. We just want to be equal. Mm-hmm. Just bring it to an equal platform. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like yeah. we want to just give people the opportunity and the chance to have that option and that choice.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Tammy, did you have?
I was gonna say, you know, I completely agree. You know, we want to give them the opportunity to have the choice, but like where I draw the line, where I'm like, okay, no, now this is problematic. Like this doesn't make sense. Is like when we want to defy the laws of nature.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like if let's say I wake up tomorrow and I say, you know what, I do not want to breathe oxygen anymore. I want to breathe carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Exactly.
I can't.
You can, but you won't make it, sis. Bye, Tammy. Don't say it like this. We won't be hearing from you no more, sis. Come on.
No, exactly. But, you know, you guys understand what I'm saying. Like, in the sense of certain things just are. Mm-hmm. And exactly. I completely agree that if when, you know, the child grows up or, you know, et cetera, you do not identify as that, that's fine. And, you know, as Gina said, it shouldn't be a big struggle, a big legal struggle to just be able to say like, hey, I'm neither male nor female. I don't identify. And that's it.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, it's like, if you are a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. It's just, you don't need to identify, but at the core of your DNA, that's what it is.
Right. Mm.
You know, I can't wake up one day and say, hey, I'm Chinese, I'm Asian.
Exactly.
You know,
I can't change.
I can definitely say, hey, that's what I identify as.
Right.
Man, I identify as a rich person.
Hey,
where the money resides. Where the money resides.
Speaking into existence.
Exactly. Sorry. I am no good for these things. No, I can take a serious thing at real fast. Sorry.
No. I love it. No. No, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can identify as a rich person, but guess what? My bank account, I ain't buying no Bentley tomorrow.
Exactly. Right. Your bank account's bringing you to the pavement and back home sometimes. That's how it would be, facts. Though. But that's how it would be.
That's facts. No, that's facts. No, but see, and it's these are why we have these platforms, and it's just because I find it's important to have these conversations. Just, you know, it's just so people know. And when you brought it, you brought it to my attention. I wasn't even aware that these laws were passing. I wasn't, and that's uh-huh. the other thing that's you kind of hit the nail on the head when you're saying that. It's that there's a lot going on. There's, you know, there's the pandemic. There's right. like so. In other words, we're distracted, right? We're not necessarily paying attention.
Shout out to you for saying that too, because I saw when she said, you know, while you guys are distracted, this is what's happening.
Yo,
I said, yes, girl, go girl, because no, it's true. We are distracted.
Shout outs
to you for bringing that to the light. Yeah. Awesome. Keep doing people, it. That's what's up.
Pay attention.
Big respect. Mm-hmm. Yes. Together as a community, we going to elevate.
Amen,
y'all. We're going to wake up.
So thank you, Tammy D, for joining us this morning. So definitely we're looking forward to having you pop in into studio.
Sure.
Like, you know, I don't know. Well, you seem to be up and I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed right now. So
I'm working.
See, it's okay, good. So you're good for the AM. So don't be surprised if we don't call you again. Just have you give us your 2 cents.
Thank
you for joining us this morning.
Thank y'all for having me. Keep up the energy. Stay blessed.
Yes, y'all. You too.
Stay up, queen. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys know we get down. You know what I mean? Just,
that was nice.
Just
like
letting people just pop in. That's what it is, man.
I like it.
So okay, now actually let's give our listeners a 2 seconds of musical break and then we'll dive into the round tables. I guess I should have queued up a song.
Yeah, but you want me to sing?
No, oh, thank no. you.
I was
name.
Singing
soon.
In Lord's name. It's
said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Shine, shine, shine on all of them. My only say to shine your light, so shine on all of them. We in the land.
stand of milk and honey, but ain't nothing sweet, these demons hungry. They go bananas for the money, but not me, I'm no circus monkey. It's crazy, it's crazy. No shaitan can drown us, we wavy. Too smooth to be fooled by fugazis. I guess that's all part of what made me
shine, 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 shine on all of them.
Shine on all of them.
My umi said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Climb,
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 climb.
You were born to win.
You were born to win.
Don't let them make you colorblind and not adore your skin. I seen so many come and go. It's hard to get change when you broke. My only goal while on the globe is not to let my soul corrode. The world can be toxic, especially when your skin look like chocolate. Be cautious, all branches ain't olive. And look towards the sun for your solace and
shine,
shine,
shine
on all of them.
Shine on all of them.
My umi said to shine your light, so shine on all of them. Climb,
climb,
climb.
You were born to win.
Don't let them make you colorblind and not adore your skin.
And we're back to the Empower Hour.
Yeah, did I turn your mic on?
Yeah, you did, actually. And we're that's why I did it.
Okay.
I'm trying to exercise my singing skills just so that I bust it out at any moment. Anyways.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Okay. Hold on.
What are we getting into this morning?
Coming to America.
Two. See?
Two. Yeah. All right. So we were just discussing this behind the scenes. I'm not sure if the people on the live seen us, but we are. Something came out.
Because you know what's going to happen, right? I am going to drop the instrumental.
Yeah. That's where we're taking this talk quite slow.
I know, but we can't wait for it.
Exactly.
Okay. We can't just be like.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Run the rhythm. Okay, go ahead.
Coming to America 2 came out. Yeah. It was actually out on March 4th on Amazon Prime. I believe the whole team watched it, correct?
Yes.
I did, yeah.
All right. So we have opposing views. I liked it. Gina?
It was beautiful visuals.
Okay.
Love the cameos.
Right.
Living for the cameos.
Right.
Living for the fashion.
Right.
Where's the plot, though?
P? Wait, stop.
Where's the funny?
I just need one line.
Where are the jokes?
P?
Where are the jokes?
Yeah, I was mad at it. I wasn't mad at all.
And
but I think I had low expectations. I'm sure I laughed. Like, you know, like,
did you laugh?
You know me.
No, I just think people's expectations were too high.
That's what I just
so
said.
So they thought you were watching about Black Panther, and it was
exactly.
you were expecting Black Panther.
It was
I wasn't
a
expecting Black Panther.
Movie. That's all I'm saying.
Coming to America 1 was not Black Panther either. But I laughed.
No, but come on.
Yeah,
it was your first time.
High.
It was fresh. You're like, yes.
But
and
I
that's the thing.
The
when you compare, you're thinking, coming to America 1, my belly's going to hurt by the time I'm done.
Exactly.
No,
it's 30 years later.
Yeah,
technology, pandemic, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot to
put
in there.
What's the category of the movie?
Comedy.
Okay.
Definitely had to be comedy.
Where were the jokes?
The jokes were Leslie Jones. She brought the jokes.
Leslie Jones was the jokes?
She brought the jokes.
Okay, well,
the family, they brought the jokes.
Bitch,
you know?
What? Say what? No, sorry.
No.
They brought the jokes. You know what I'm saying? They brought that feel-good energy. No. That's why I think that's what it was
so,
for me.
Wait.
You guys can't hear it, but I'm blinking.
Okay, can we,
wow.
can we address the elephant in the room? Because we had a brother in one of the OFC Facebook groups that dropped a very, very important point that I feel we all overlooked.
Okay. I'm gonna counter that just in a second.
Okay. You're gonna counter it already?
Well, he didn't get date raped. I know exactly
how
what it
did
is
he your, not get date
because
raped?
Because it was his friend who put the whatever it is.
The drugs in his system that brought him to the girl's house, but he didn't. What are you saying? Like that he was
the
definitely
girl,
date
the girl didn't know that he was under
exactly.
The
that's what
guys,
I'm trying to say.
What are you guys saying? She clearly
like she did
blew
it.
Smoke in the man's face, got him high, and then raped him. I understand.
No,
and
she, Arsenio
Hall. Oh, my
Hall.
Goodness. Arsenio Hall brought him. Do you guys not?
Didn't I just say this morning about
times?
Polarizing things?
Guys, what happened? I'm vividly seeing the image. Oh, my goodness. I'm vividly seeing the image very clearly. He's sitting on the couch.
Right?
She's smoking a joint.
Right?
She blows the smoke in his face.
Uh-huh.
And then he's kind of disoriented because he's high.
Yes.
She mounts him, gets pregnant, and she scores. What happened?
So the first time you smoked weed, did you feel like you were impaired to the point where you're going to have sex?
Yes.
No, you're just saying.
No,
how do you know? How do you know?
Because I see your face.
How do you know?
Because I see your face.
Exactly. Look,
and we're family.
Okay, first time I smoked a joint was in grade 9, and it was a blunt in the park across the street from McDonald High, and I was charged. Okay? Thank you very much. I don't see why.
Okay.
So, thank you. Okay. But I rest my case.
Whatever.
No, you don't, actually. It's...
Yo, my goodness. Okay.
No.
So, okay.
So,
it's a no for me.
How is it a no? You guys are... So you're saying if the scene was changed, it wouldn't be canceled the whole movie? You guys saying that would not be the case right now?
No,
you guys are really saying that?
No, because
They're canceling Pepe Le Pew. They're canceling...
Pepe Le Pew?
You guys didn't know that? They're canceling Pepe Le Pew because he's been forcing himself and kissing on people that didn't want to be kissed on.
You got,
yo,
to
my
me.
Goodness.
Too much.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm not here for the polarizing.
It's a little bit of a reach.
I'm not here. It's like Dr. Seuss last week. Like y'all really reaching with everything. Like stop
reaching.
It.
I'm just reporting the news, guys.
Okay,
well,
you asked our
news.
Opinion.
All right, yeah, exactly. All right. And I jumped to you. So all right, let's go to the next one because we got a lot today. All right, what's going on? The royal family. Y'all wanna?
Well, apparently they're racist. You guys didn't know that?
I just found out. Apparently about.
No, well, just I don't know. It seems like the world's shocked. Like
the world's shocked.
You know what I wasn't here for? Like it's how people are just like, oh, but she married into the family XYZ. Just because a family's racist doesn't mean everybody in that family
exactly.
is racist. Like you don't falter for falling in love with the one with the very few who isn't. Like now he can't date outside his race because the rest of his family's racist.
What blew my mind also too with that was the headlines. They showed the headlines between her and her sister-in-law. I was just like,
they've been
I
doing
never
that for
noticed
years.
That because obviously we don't live in Britain or wherever. Mm. But yeah. I just seen it and I was like, well, the avocado thing, the avocado was good for the sister-in-law, but it wasn't good for her.
It's a
human rights thing. You know, she's killing animals. Avocado. Excuse me. What? Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. Oprah was quite shocked when she did that, when she spoke about the color of Archie, the baby.
Mm. Yo, they had that, did you guys catch the memes?
Yes, I did.
Yo, the memes with the, like, the what we how we see Archie and how the royal family
yes,
sees Archie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo.
Like, my Michael Blackson.
They had me dying.
I said, way, boy. How did you feel about that, Peter?
Well, I don't know. Like, because last I checked, like, the whole royal family, the whole concept of it, like, it really did stem off of some real racist atrocities. Like, so I'm like, well, isn't that the foundation? Like, that's what it was built on. So now everyone's was all shocked. Like, you guys are racist.
Yeah, racist and incest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, well, guys.
Because the first two cousins are married or something like that. So what I hear.
I just always find it crazy. I just find it crazy when people are shocked. Because I'm like, is it me? I'm like, what? I'm not shocked. Like,
did you guys see the meme too? Of they're like, they're talking about Archie, but then they start showing pictures of all. They're worried about Archie's skin, but then they start showing pictures
of all of them
looking decrepit.
Yo, and one of them looks purple.
Oh my
looking
gosh.
Decrepit.
No, see, you guys are going to need to share these on a Facebook page. I did not see
that. Yeah, we can totally do that.
I can share it on IG. I'll share it.
But anyways, I don't know. I was shocked that you guys, that the world was shocked. I just figured, like, we knew this. I don't know.
No. But that's, see, because we're black. Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so me, in these last few years,
right,
all the shockness about, you know, all the Black Lives Matter movement and a lot of these white people that I speak to, like, oh my God, I didn't know this was happening. And I'm like, okay, sure. But then actually I had to be like, okay, no, this person really did not.
They really didn't know.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
They're not living the black experience.
Exactly. There's a lot of people who actually are unaware of this stuff. Yeah. You know, we're not shocked, like you said, because we're melanated. However, geez Louise, there's a lot. Mark my words, more people are going to be exposed. We are only almost 3 months in and it's like going nuts already. So mark my words, guys, more people are going to be exposed. What's next?
Did you guys join in to Quebec's the Foundation of Quebec Black Caucus's Zoom last week?
Oh, I missed it.
No, didn't get to do that.
Listen, okay, Mr. Greg Ferguson and Miss Queen Velma Morgan were dropping gems. And one thing that I pulled from that too is them talking about the addressing the necessity of black people in the black community being in politics. We spoke about that a bit, right?
Yep.
And also the because Tiffany was there too, and she was talking about the internal division that we have from one black nation to another, whereas the rest of the world sees us as black,
right?
Right. And so we have all these internal divisions that we need to breakthrough, especially Montreal. There's the English, OFC stands for that too, right? So bringing together the French and the Anglo together, and even within that, right?
Correct.
So it was really good. It was a long one. I had to drop off towards the end. It was like past midnight.
Okay. Yeah, they do go deep. No, but it's necessary.
It is.
And to reiterate how important, like, this year is a municipal election, it's super important that we get involved, community.
Amen.
We got to get involved. Like, we have to, like, remember, we had spoken, we had the brother on with us, I think it was last week or week before, where we're talking about 209 public officials, and we have like nine are visible minorities, and that doesn't mean all black. I think it's like out of that is like maybe four blacks or something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, guys, so we want to get involved. If we want to see a change, we definitely got to get into the game. We want to change the game, we got to get into the game.
That's it. Simple as that. Next up.
So, Vincent Jackson, an NFL player, was found dead in his hotel room. This was back in February.
Okay.
I hadn't heard about that, but he was found 3 days later.
Weird.
Whoa.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah. So, here's the thing. Like, he suffered with alcoholism, and they deducted that it was alcoholism and concussions.
Okay.
And so what happened is, for the first 2 days, housekeeping came through and they would knock and they saw him slouched on the couch and they thought he was sleeping.
Okay.
Wow. So day one they did that. You know, that's what they see you sleeping. They come out of the room.
Right.
They don't do anything.
Right.
Day two they did that. Did the same thing. Day three they're just like, man.
Day two.
Day two,
day
no,
two?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You mother effers. How do you
wow.
2 days you see a person in the same position?
Exactly. And you don't
nigga, what are you?
Like, you
maybe it was off? Another, maybe it was another, you
staff?
Know, another staff member. Yes.
True.
Okay. So day three was just like, okay, this man hasn't moved from this space.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what's really going on now?
Right. And so then they identified him as dead for like that. He's been that way at least for 3 days.
But doesn't it start to smell at some
I was
point
about
a decomposing
to ask.
Body?
I don't know. Maybe he had the AC on high. I don't
facts.
Know.
Okay. Facts.
Okay.
Good
sure.
Facts.
Wow. All right.
But what that ended up doing is that, like, Chad Ochocinco and some other NFL players got together, black NFL players got together, and they kind of had a candid conversation about how the fact that they didn't realize that he had an issue.
Right.
That they're not talking amongst, like, it's not a safe space for black men to come and talk about each other's problems and mental issues and whatnot.
Right.
And they broke down, right? They broke down. They started crying.
I didn't know that.
And they started questioning themselves, like, why didn't we know? Why weren't we more open
aware.
About it and having that conversation
yeah.
and stuff? And so it's unfortunate that he had to pass for that and didn't. And he himself didn't feel like he had a safe space, but along the lines of talking about what we need to do, what we should do, excuse me, not need to do, but what we should do in the black community is really create that safe space for ourselves, because we have enough trauma.
Hmm.
We're,
we totally
we're building
do.
Out of enough trauma.
We do.
That we have to work on that.
We do.
Facts. Yeah. Go ahead.
Next then?
Ooh. So you guys remember those the U.S. Capitol terrorists?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Isaac Sturgeon. It's funny how they're white supremacists, but they love them Jewish names, eh?
Yeah. Isaac.
So Isaac Sturgeon, wanted by the FBI as one of the U.S. Capitol terrorists, fled to Kenya to try and hide.
Wow.
I wasn't ready. Like, I mean,
he tried to hide, and he was immediately deported back to the U.S.
Of course he was. What do you think, sir?
With the FBI waiting to arrest him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the caucasity for me.
It is the caucasity.
It's the caucasity
sir,
for me.
Where are you going? And what? Anyways.
Did you think Kenya was going to be like,
oh,
okay, yes.
Come on in, sir. Rich. My God, aren't you the guy that sat in the president's seat? Yes, it's you.
Yes. There. So the caucasity of it all.
All right, next stop, Swiss Beats and Timbaland to sell verses to Thriller.
Yes.
So that's going to be dope. And,
like,
and so after this, let's go into your musical break, Gina, and then we'll dive into your affirmations.
Yeah. Like, is it Thriller? Like, Thriller. Thriller.
Okay, so
why
is
Trish singing all morning? Why? Why
is
that happening?
Is it that Thriller?
Why?
And I'm roboting.
I know. So I'm like, turning my back to you.
Not only did they sell.
So what's happening?
Not only did they sell the Thriller, but they're also sharing the equity with the performers who performed thus far.
Nice.
So that's really cool.
That's how
that's
you do
Swiss
it.
Beats really? But why is my robot like shunned?
All right. So our music. So you gonna run that?
Yo,
yeah. Okay.
So,
whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Because you guys know.
I'm rotating this morning.
Yeah. No. So this. Well, do we have any other big headlines we wanted to address before we dive
new
in?
COVID measures to be announced tomorrow by Mr. Needs to Go.
Okay. Oh,
Lurgle. Sorry.
I like that. No, say less. Okay, guys. So we're going to take a 15-minute break because Gina wants
Yo.
To play
oh
her.
Oh, God. It's
her,
today?
Her Sweet Mickey. Her Sweet Mickey song is 15 minutes long.
It's
we're
not.
Gonna,
he lying.
Oh, it's today,
he's
guys?
To people.
We're going to try to cut it.
Well, we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Enjoy.
I don't like either of them.
Oh, yeah. We said we're going to leave the mics on, too, so Gina can sing.
Okay.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Sauvage, 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 sau
Zach Bacotin.
Hey.
Well, I'm going to let it continue to run in the background. There's another 15 minutes left of the song.
Okay, so cool.
I'm just
gonna... All right. We like that background music.
Yeah. Hate it. We cannot deny the vibes.
The vibe is
You
dope.
Cannot deny
like,
the vibes.
I got a super cardio weights workout this morning.
Yeah, it was
Kumba size.
No, that's it. I can't.
Kumba size.
I'm not going to hate on the vibes. The vibes.
Yeah, the vibes are dope.
Mine said, moi son bel garçon, multimillionnaire. He said, I'm good looking and a multimillionaire.
Okay. Thank you, because I was going to ask the translations.
I was like, huh? What's that part?
There's a couple parts sound a little aggressive. Can you let us know what those parts were too?
I will, but like, let's get back to the show.
All right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Off here. Take it offline.
Yeah, this is not Google Translate.
I'm just saying. But it should exist, though.
Totally.
Okay.
It should, but it does actually. You can Google it.
You see? All right.
All right. So on that high note.
I'm on that vibe. Talking about multimillionaire, actually. So this week's affirmation and goals is a little different. I came across the $1 billion morning.
Talk about it.
So what they did is they spoke to a couple of billionaires and wanted to find out what their routine was. And so some people tried it out. And I want to give you guys a list of things to do to start your morning.
Okay.
Nice.
And understand that this is like your first maybe hour in the morning.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it starts off. Let's start it off with, very simple. Wake up early.
All right. Talk about it.
I already need to work on that. Mm-hmm. So you wake up early, except for
on
Thursdays.
Me too.
Except for on Thursdays. Mm. And so what you do is when you're in your bed, you recall your dreams. Because recalling your dreams, they believe is the process. And I say they because, as I said, they pulled from different billionaires and such.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they believe it's the process of your subconscious working out solutions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So try to recall your dreams and see if it helps with that. Make your bed.
Mm-hmm.
I do
heard
make
about
my
that.
Bed one yeah. all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Make
it's
your bed.
A messy bed.
Because that
yeah.
creates habits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Drink a large glass of water.
That's how you're supposed to break
yes,
your fast.
Yes, I've heard
Amen.
It so many
That's
times.
True. Yeah.
So with your supplements, probiotics, vitamins, whatever you do, drink a large. Start your day with a large glass of water,
mm-hmm.
yep. and then do some breathing or meditation for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Talk about it. Yep.
Yeah. About 1 or 2 minutes of vigorous movement. So a couple of jumping jacks.
Oh,
you know, a little,
sorry,
some push-ups and stuff like that.
Only just 1 or 2 minutes. That's dope.
Because that's not your workout for the day. But okay. That's how okay. you're starting. You're waking up your body.
Let me just say, in Miss Trish mode, the vigorous movements. I was like 1 or 2 minutes. I thought something else. Anyway.
Oh wow.
It said vigorous
wow.
movements. I'm sorry, everybody.
Like jumping jacks.
You should have put that in brackets.
Oh my gosh.
Vigorous must movements I, could mean anything.
I. No, you're right though. Still.
Hey,
my mind did go there for a second. I was like, 1 or 2 minutes.
I was
yeah,
like that's not long.
In
vigorous
the morning,
but in the morning.
No, well, it could be. But like, if, it if, could be long. It could be long.
But if that's how you want to do it, I'm not here to judge.
Good, that's what I like.
That's what.
The next I like one that. I could promise you I ain't doing, especially not in the middle of the winter, is take a cold shower.
Nah, ain't nobody doing that. Mm-mm.
No,
I think just drinking cold water does enough.
It wakes you up enough?
Yeah.
So the taking the cold shower helps the nervous system and reduces inflammation. Although that's actually pretty good. Like you know what they say to end your shower with a cold shower.
Okay.
So maybe if you're talking about, all right, the last 30 seconds, let me just douse in some cold water. Maybe I'll try that, but not in the winter. It's never
right.
Winter.
Exactly.
Good point.
Then there's journaling.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So, journal. In the morning though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, this is like your first hour, Margie.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
It's your first hour. And then you make a list, a to-do list, a to-feel list, and to-be list.
Ooh, right. That is different. I don't have that. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
A to-do, to feel, and to be.
Nice. Okay. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Read. So read for 20 to 30 minutes for something that's educational.
Right.
Wait, sorry, not to go back.
I'll go
but
back.
Yes,
yeah,
to go
sorry.
Back. Because I'm just trying to visualize. So a to-do, okay, a simple, that's
yeah,
easy. That's
these
a task.
Tasks that you need to do
right.
today.
But a to-feel?
To feel like, okay, I want to feel accomplished today. I want to feel,
okay.
I want to feel my emotions today. I want to, like, whatever
right.
that may
okay.
be, like,
a feel.
A list right. of your feelings that you want.
I did.
And to be, you know, I want to be productive. I want to be
okay.
a good friend. I want to be a good
right.
wife
and I guess
or husband
this
today.
Is a kind of set the tone to your day type of thing.
It's a set
like,
the tone,
it's
yes.
like when you say I am, you
yeah.
know, it's kind of like that affirmation feel. So when you do these
yeah.
things,
it.
Yeah, it sets a tone to
and
your
I mean,
day.
Don't
That's
get crazy
good.
With the list either. Like, mm-hmm. don't do it to a point
so you can
where...
do one for each. I want to do my, yeah. you know, my book. I want to feel happy and I want to be empowered. Period. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Give yourself something achievable.
Got
you. And, you know, that you can focus on that day.
Okay.
I like it.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so then reading something for 20 to 30 minutes that's, you know, educational, something that's going to bring positivity to your day and really push you forward. Especially, like, I mean, world news is probably where you, well, not news, but like getting to know what's going on around the world is important. Politics, you know, all the
first thing in the day. I don't know about that. That brings down your E.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I hear you.
Educate yourself in the morning, right, however that may be.
Know what's going on.
Right.
Tune into the Empower Hour. Okay, get it.
Boom. And then it has to make a smoothie and start your day.
I love that.
Yeah,
I like that. I think I'm doing like a good handful of those right now. So
I'm not even gonna BS. Mm-hmm. The only thing I really do is drink water, breathe a bit, no vigorous stuff.
Breathe a bit.
Yep,
still alive. Good.
No vigorous stuff. I thank the universe and the Lord that I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Make my bed. I do. No cold showers around these parts. Yeah. Journaling, absolutely. Not in the morning. Make a smoothie. Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm almost there, guys. I use some habits to adjust, but yeah, that's good. I like this, though. This is amazing. Yeah. This $1 billion morning thing, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Very awesome.
So I wanted to share that this morning.
Thank you.
So in the spirit of it being Woman Month, although I was doing this before March, I'd like to highlight Beverly Mascall. Buy Black isn't just a catchy affiliation or hashtag. It's also nothing new. Encouraging Black people to buy wealth in their own community by contributing to Black businesses is what elders have been preaching for years. Mm-hmm. In 1970, Mascall started her own business with a problem. She couldn't find hair products for Black women. She saw a hole in the hair industry, so naturally she invested $700 into incorporating her own company called Mascall Beauty Supplies Limited. Nice. As we now know, all the Black hair industry is a multi-billion-dollar business, and for far too long, and still today, it's an industry built on buying power of Black women by white-owned companies, white and other.
Okay.
Mascall wanted to change that. So we, with no connections and no family ties in the business, she did her own thing by selling products out of her car first. She convinced Johnson Products, just one of the biggest manufacturers at the time, to give her the rights to be the sole Canadian distributor, making her one of the biggest contenders in the beauty industry. She distributed products across the country and also opened retail outlets that are said to have been provided a sense of community and identity for many Black Canadian immigrants.
That's what's up.
So shout out to